his charms that won't get you into.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this hour has been Angela Lang. So what, are you a Miller High Life fan?
Yes.
Are you a beer person? Yes. Are you a claw only seltzer person?
I am a beer. I honestly will drink whatever is put in front of me is what I tell people. I have my favorites, but I will drink whatever. My beer tastes have evolved since college when I first started drinking them, however. But Miller High Life is a standard, yes. I have a visceral reaction when people are like, do you want a Budweiser? I'm like, no. Like, get that out of my face. Absolutely not.
Well, one of the things I appreciate about Miller and Miller High Life is I feel like they're always doing something. Like last Christmas, I remember they did the gingerbread house that was like a little dive bar, and it sold out immediately. And so as of this week, they've announced new Miller High Life ice cream dive bars, which were inspired by sticky floors, dark lighting, and other iconic dive bar elements. So they took the gingerbread house and put it into an ice cream sandwich. Yes or no? Bop or flop?
I try it.
I try it too.
I'm here. Like ice cream and beer? Cool.
I know. That's right. I'm trying to tell if like it's... Jane's looking skeptical.
I'm tripping on the sticky floors thing.
Well, I think it's because it's like the... There's like a nut thing that's sprinkled on top that looks like it maybe dropped on the floor, but it didn't.
That's not reassuring.
I just think it's cute. It's very Wisconsin. I would try it just because it's like a local thing to do, and I like when folks get creative like that. I totally do it. I'm here for it.
Here's the other thing. The bar contains up to 5% alcohol. That is a White Claw. That's basically the same.
That is a White Claw.
I think you're going to get drunk off these ice cream sandwiches.
Give me five.
Just give me that and then call it a night.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're 2 out of 3. Right. Jane's not sold. All right. Well, in the last couple of minutes, we have you, Angela. So I asked this of a couple guests who are very involved in trying to make Wisconsin a better place. And it's a big question that you don't have a lot of minutes to answer. But what is your wish list for Wisconsin / Milwaukee? You can answer either or both.
Yeah, I would say I'm gonna say all the things. One, I would love for us to just overturn our old abortion ban, archaic abortion ban on the books. And in order to do some of those things, I personally feel very, very strongly about our state Supreme Court race that we're having next year. I know we have an election in November, but me and Block and a lot of other folks are already thinking to next year. And what does it look like to be able to flip the court away from its conservative majority? To get maybe that archaic law off the books, to maybe have another shot at things like fair maps that kind of really trickle down to a lot of other challenges. And so I could say all the things, but I think a lot of things are kind of encompassed in what does it look like to take back the court. So, you know, you heard it first. Block will be making a special announcement about the state Supreme Court actually later this month because we feel that strongly about it.
Because someone's already announced, right, that they're running?
Two people have announced.
Two people. Okay, I'm behind on this. So
there's a judge in Madison.
And so what should we know about the two of those candidates so far? As far as, I mean, obviously they're going to go, I should know all this, but
Hasn't officially announced.
Okay.
It's an open seat, I believe. But yeah, Dan Kelly hasn't like officially announced, but everyone is pretty sure that he's going to be the person. So, you know, 2.0, we're going to beat him again, in my opinion. But yeah, so you have Janet, who is a judge here in Milwaukee. She was a former prosecutor. And then you have Judge Everett Mitchell in Dane County. And he is a Black man that has been elected for the last couple years. And also, I believe, performed the first same-sex marriages in Madison when all of that started to become legal. He's also a pastor. So a lot of folks are like, you're a pastor. How does this? And he's like, I married the first same-sex couples. So yeah, maybe that's a little bit of an insight of where we stand.
But I think, yeah, and I think that's people like that that contain multitudes, I think are always the most interesting people who see that things are not literally nothing is almost black and white and everything is gray. And the fact of two things can be true at the same time. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. And so when people can be a pastor and a judge and support human rights all at the same time, those things are not mutually exclusive. Those are good things to know about. And so I think you're totally right. As far as even this week, the New York Times mentioned that we are, you know, we are two elections away or two offices away from having complete control, being the Michaels versus Evers in the governor's race this fall, and then looking ahead to that Supreme Court race in which will, I'm assuming, will be the first week of April of 2023. And so, yes, never too soon to start having people know about that, because there's so much less attention and money, as we've all experienced, to what happened in the Milwaukee's mayor's race, where only 33% of the vote turned out. And I think the year before that for the DPI superintendent, it was like 7% or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tell people, you know, that's part of the reason that we have this year round kind of civic engagement model, is because there's always work to be done. Even though we have November, we're going to do a ton of work for November. Our team is getting prepared for that now. We also want to take the opportunity to educate people. Do you know about the state Supreme Court? Do you know that they're 10-year terms? These are some of the ways that it directly impacts you. And I think this is going to be the first time that we're able to very tangibly give people real ways that a state Supreme Court impacts their daily life, kind of in a way that, you know, may have been a little bit distant in the past. And one thing I tell people all the time is that our midterm does not end in November. We have a quick holiday break like everybody else, but the primary is going to be in February. And so we have a very short amount of time to get ready. And so for us, we kind of just see it as an extension of the midterms, and it's still all a part of the midterms in our eyes.
Like you said, there's an election in Wisconsin every 6 months, basically. All right. Well, with the couple of minutes we have left, where can people find you? Where can people find Block? How can they support you?
Yeah. So Block is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now the TikToks, at Block by Block, MKE. And if folks want to connect with me personally, I'm on Twitter with the most unique Twitter handle at Angela_Lang. The most unique thing ever. If people have other questions or would like to learn more about Block, and we also are, we have our website at blockbyblock.org if people want to support or donate or just to learn more information about us.
Or if they want to get a Wellness Wednesday text.
Yes, absolutely.
Even
yes.
if you're white.
Yes.
All right, Angela Lang, thank you so much for taking time spend with me today. We'll have you back soon, because we only scratched the surface, I think, on the topics that we could get into. Yes. So when you have
a happy wedding week too.
Thank you. You'll
yes.
All right, Angela Lang, thank you so much. We'll see you next time, and we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, Dr. Patrick McBride, the luckiest boy in the world.